Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as some of you know, and some may be stunned to learn, there are still two states where you can't pump your own gas, New Jersey and Oregon. And now both are considering doing away with their decades-old bans. In Oregon, there's a proposal to allow self-serve in some rural counties. And in New Jersey, two state lawmakers are pushing to give all gas stations the option of self-serve. And a lot of drivers don't even know how to do it. Larry Higgs is commuting reporter for the Star-Ledger in New Jersey. Larry, you've got some proud bumper stickers there?
Yes, we have. If you go to the Jersey Shore and you go to one of those touristy shops on the boardwalk, you can buy a bumper sticker that says "Jersey girls don't pump gas," and I've seen them on cars. So it's kind of a point of pride among some people. One of the commentators to one of my stories said, "In Jersey, we pump fists, not gas."
It's amazing. So native son Bruce Springsteen cannot pump his own gas in New Jersey. Nobody can. And we're reading that this ban started because of a fear of gas being flammable, but now pretty much everyone knows how to pump safely. So why did the ban continue?
30 years ago, there was an attempt to try to reverse the ban. And basically, there was a group of independent gas station owners who fought it. Their contention was Big Oil was behind it. In fact, they just put out a press release today saying that they support repealing the ban. And here's why. One of the things they say is that the big oil companies have gotten out of the gas station business. There's still Exxons and Sunocos and what have you out there, but they're run by franchisees and not the company directly.
Could it also be that even these small gas station owners in New Jersey are worried about having to pay those workers that they once wanted to hold on to? There was a lawsuit over wage violations in New Jersey years ago that, you know, the claim that they weren't paying workers enough.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We got the Department of Labor to give us an estimate. And as of May 2013, they estimated that slightly more than 10,000 people are employed as full-time gas attendants. Their average wage is about $9.50. When we spoke to the head of the local gas station owners association, and I brought that issue up to him, he basically said that self-serve, in his opinion, is not going to take away anybody's job because you have gas stations that have gas pumps that are basically not open. Yeah. You know, there are traffic cones in front of them, and customers are filed over to the gas station pumps that have an attendant. What he's saying is it would open up more pumps. And the other thing is that full serve is not going away. In other words, if this becomes law, it's not mandatory.
Well, meanwhile, Larry, what are you hearing about people in New Jersey about possibly bringing self-serve in?
It is a very mixed reaction. You have the people who want convenience. They want the ability to jet in, pump their own gas, and get out as soon as possible. Also part of the Jersey lifestyle. I'm getting a lot of concern from senior citizens and handicapped drivers who basically have said, look, I'm not capable physically of pumping my own gas. What's going to happen to me? And in talking to State Senator Gerald Cardinale, one of the sponsors of the bill, he said that provisions have been made for them. They basically will get full-serve gas at a self-serve price. So they won't be forced to get out of their car.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens there in New Jersey. We'll keep an eye on Oregon as well. Larry Higgs, a commuting reporter for the Star-Ledger in New Jersey. Larry, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.